Revelation chapter 12, verse 10, 11, and 12. I'm sorry, verse 10 and verse 11. Revelation chapter 12. Somebody said amen when you get there.
Amen.
All right, that was fast. Revelation 10, chapter 12, verse 10. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, "Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him." Somebody said they overcame him. Maybe we ought to make that a little bit more personal tonight and say, "I am overcoming him." All right, how are we going to do that? By the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Praise God. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Praise God. I want to talk about the cleansing blood tonight, what it actually means to be forgiven of our sins and to walk with God and to walk in the present and in the future, but not in our past. Praise God, because the blood has cleansed us from the past. Lord, we thank you for the word of God tonight. I ask you for strength, that the word of God would come forth with wisdom. Lord, that there would be revelation tonight by the word of God. I ask it in Jesus' name. And somebody said, amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. You can be seated tonight. Good to see each and every one of you here in the house of the Lord. And when we talk about a relationship with the Lord, we can say with surety tonight that it is an ongoing and an improving relationship. It is not something that starts up here and ends up way down here somewhere, but it starts out down here, and it is designed to go up and on. Amen. And it has to be this way. There's no other way for it to be. For the God that we serve tonight is a holy God. He is a holy God. He is holy within himself. He does not need any external thing or some spirit or whatever to make him holy. He is holy within himself. And by our nature tonight, we are very unclean and defiled. Amen. And that would apply to each and every one of us. It would apply to every person on the face of this earth. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And so because we are unclean and we are defiled, there is the need for us to have a cleansing. Amen.
Amen.
We must be cleansed. We must be washed of those things in our life, those things in our mind, those things in our past that have tried to overcome us. But thank God the blood of Jesus Christ intervened just in time. And we're here tonight to worship God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 1 talks a little bit about it. 2 Corinthians 7 and verse 1. "Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves." Everybody said, cleanse ourselves. "From all filthiness of the flesh." And there's what we're talking about here tonight. "From all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God." And so not only are we unclean, we are unclean on the inside and we are unclean on the outside. Amen. And our cleansing needs to be of the flesh. That would be the outward. That would be the filthiness of the flesh. And the spirit, that would be the inside. So it is the will of God that we be cleansed on the inside and on the outside. And we can't get it backwards. We can't get it twisted around there. What we have to do is start with the inward and work our way to the outward. Praise God. The Pharisees of Jesus' time, they had the outward part of it right. And he said they look really great on the outside, but on the inside, they were full of dead men's bones. Amen. God forbid that we would ever have that concept of living for God, that it doesn't matter what's on the inside, it just matters what's on the outside. But the truth of it is tonight, God is interested in both of those areas of our life. And it does make a difference what you look like on the outside. Well, praise the Lord. There are some things in the scripture that talks about that. And I'm not going to spend any time on that tonight. That's not really what I'm here to do tonight. Both of them are very important. Jesus told those Pharisees, he said, cleanse first that which is on the inside, that the outside may be clean also. And so he talked about inward and outward holiness, perfecting, and you could put that in your mind tonight, not perfect, but perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Amen. Now we know, and I've already said this, that we have all sinned and fallen short, and we have a need to be cleansed. Cleansed on the inside, and then cleansed on the outside. And humanity has been struggling with this from the very beginning. Adam and Eve struggled with this, and when sin came, they covered themselves with fig leaves. That was the first thing that they did, because they saw the filthiness of their flesh. Amen. Amen. It is not the will of God that we expose our flesh. Amen. What is the will of God is that we expose Him to our world. The covering that He has covered us with a beautiful spirit, with humility, with all of the fruit of the Spirit, that's what we should be clothed in. Starting on the inside and then coming to the outside. But Adam and Eve covered themselves with fig leaves because they were ashamed, and God chose a covering for them. They covered themselves with fig leaves, but that was not enough. That wasn't good enough in the eyes of the Lord. And so the Lord made coats of skins and clothed them. And I think from the rest of the scripture, and it doesn't give us specifics on this, but I believe that the covering that God made for them was lamb skins. That's what I think. Because it was a foreshadowing of the blood that would be shed to cover the sins of man. They didn't want to see their nakedness. God did not want to see them in that state. Amen. And there was a need for a covering, not a covering of fig leaves, but the covering of animal skins. And we know that in order to get those animal skins, animals had to die, blood had to be shed. And when the blood was shed and the covering was there, praise God, now we could go on with life. And, of course, we understand tonight that this did not do the job. And from then until now, man has come up with every kind of covering and every kind of cleansing imaginable. That's why mankind today has gotten into drugs like he has, because he's trying to cover up that which is on the inside of him. Amen. For you see, what's on the inside will manifest itself eventually on the outside. Excuse me. And man has tried to cover up his sin with politics, tried to cover it up with money, tried to cover it up with this, that, and the other. Everything you can imagine under the sun. And certainly we're living in a day where our world has turned to perversion, perverted lifestyles. And when it all comes down to it, it's because they are not happy on the inside. You know, some folks say they relate with this certain lifestyle or that certain lifestyle, and it simply is saying that they're not happy over here, so they're over here trying to find happiness. And that's why there is a very, very high suicide rate among people that have gone through a gender change, because it is not natural and it's not the right thing to do. What we need is to get the inside cleansed, amen, spiritually cleansed, so that we can have joy in who we are. Are you happy with who you are tonight? Amen. Well, some of us wrestle with that, and you look in the mirror and you're not happy with yourself. But the mirror shows us what the Lord sees. Amen. The mirror of the Word of God is what we need to look at tonight. Amen. And see what God sees when He looks at us. We understand what those fig leaves are covering, but God does not look at that. He looks at the covering of coats that He made for us. Praise God. And so from Mount Sinai, which was the giving of the law to Jesus Christ, there was instituted, and actually it was before this, when Cain and Abel came to give their sacrifice to the Lord, one was a blood sacrifice, the other was fig leaves, if you please. It was vegetables, it was of the ground. And the Lord did not accept that, just like He didn't accept it with Adam and Eve. And of Abel, there was an acceptance of the sacrifice. And so all the way from there, especially from Mount Sinai to Jesus Christ, animal blood was shed for the temporary covering and rolling forward of their sins. And so because it was not possible for the blood of animals to cleanse us from our sins, it was not a permanent situation. Thank God it was not a permanent situation. I'm glad that I don't have to depend upon a physical lamb to get me to heaven. I'm glad tonight that I don't have to depend on a bull or a pigeon or a turtle dove or any other thing that was ordered by the law of Moses. Amen. But we understand tonight it was not permanent. It was not something that was supposed to be there from now on. In fact, Hebrews chapter 10, verses 3 and 4 talks about this. Hebrews 10, verses 3 and 4. But in those sacrifices, there is a remembrance. Somebody said remembrance. There is a remembrance again made of sins every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. Amen. So what we can see that the old way, what the old way did was every year it reminded us of our past. It reminded us of our past failures, of our past sins. And I really want to focus on that somewhat here tonight. And if you're here and you're struggling with your past and you're beating yourself up because of things that you've done in the past, and you've gone to God and you've asked for forgiveness and asked for mercy, but somehow or another you can't get free from that, I want to preach a little bit to you tonight. And if it's just one person here, I'll just preach to myself. All right, y'all can listen in. Okay, you're listening in. Praise God. I know none of you need this. Amen. But what we need tonight is to understand the forgiveness and the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Because, you see, there's no victory in remembrance of sins. there's no victory. The church cannot be a place where we come to remember our sins, but a place where we can come and be renewed in the Holy Ghost and renewed in the Word of God and be washed by the washing of the Word. Amen. So that we come with our head down, but we leave with our head up. Praise God. Amen. We come feeling bad about ourselves, but thank God when we hear the Word of God, it's an uplifting message. It's a positive message. Amen. It's a message of hope. It's a message that lifts our spirits and helps us to understand God is for me. Praise the Lord. I said, God is for us. God is for you. God is for me. Praise the Lord. He loves you. Amen. He loves the world so much that he came and robed himself in flesh and shed his precious blood so that we could be here tonight in the church. And I'm thankful tonight for the church. Amen. Because once we are forgiven, we're always forgiven. Once we are forgiven, we are always forgiven. And so it is not God's plan for us to live our entire life based upon guilt. Amen. Some people serve the Lord because of guilt, but that's not a good way to serve the Lord. Amen. Joy of the Lord. The Bible talks about the joy of the Lord. And I believe that the joy of the Lord, in part, is an understanding of forgiveness. Amen. An understanding of the cleansing blood of Jesus Christ, that it cleanses us from all unrighteousness, and that we can go on and go to heaven, because none of us could go to heaven. Amen. None of us could enter into that beautiful city and praise God for all of eternity because we really have no hope without God. We have no hope without the gospel. We have no hope without any of the things that he has provided for us. He is holy within himself, but the only way that we can become holy is if he touches us. And if he doesn't touch us, then we're not going to make it. Amen. And I'm thankful tonight that he's touched us. And so when we look back, when we look backwards in our walk with the Lord, we only see hopelessness. Amen. Looking back, now I know God's done things in the past. That's not what I'm talking about tonight. I'm talking about your failures. When you look back at your failures, it only brings a sense of hopelessness. And looking back, we need to see the blood that washed us from our sins. And that way alone, we can then become free from the failures of the past. Praise God. And we need to be set free from the failures of the past. When we left the kingdom of darkness, the Bible says we were translated into the kingdom of light. And so we're not in darkness tonight, but we are in the light. And if we are in the light, then there is joy. Praise God. If we are in the light, there is salvation. If we are in the light tonight, there is forgiveness. Amen. And a sense of hope that we have. Praise God. We have a hope beyond this life. Amen. We have a hope that is wonderful, exciting, so great salvation, the Bible says, because it deals with the past, the present, and the future. Amen. And the way that we have left, and if you're watching here tonight, the only way that you can leave your past is to be born again. It's the only way. You've got to get rid of the past. And that's why the Bible says that Jesus died and we are crucified with him. Well, what does that mean in Romans chapter 6 and verse 4? What it actually means is that we turn away from our past. Amen. Our past is over here and we're walking away from God, and then we hear the gospel and the hope, the message of hope, and we turn our back on the past, and we say, I'm not going to live that way any longer. I'm not going to go to those places any longer. I'm sorry that I have sinned, and we come and we confess and we ask for forgiveness. Praise God. That is the place of death. The old man, the old past has got to die. And it can die, and it will die when we understand the power of forgiveness. Amen. The power of the gospel. Then we are baptized. It gets more exciting as it goes along here, because it's not just a matter of coming and accepting the Lord as your personal Savior. That is just repentance. That's really repentance. There's no place in the Bible where it says to accept the Lord as your personal Savior. It is not in the Bible anywhere. But it does talk about repentance. And thank God it's not just repentance, because if it was, then it would be a power walk with God in which it would be only our power that would be making us go forward. Amen. But we have turned our back on sin, but not only have we turned our back on it, we are baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin. And the Bible says in Romans 6 and verse 6 or verse 4 that we are buried with him by baptism. And so it starts out with an exciting experience of repentance. And I remember the day and the night that I repented in the parking lot of the church and wept like a baby for 20 minutes and asked God to forgive me of my sins. And that was the turning point in my life. But I'm glad that that's not all there is to it. Praise God. We were buried, and what was buried was the sins that we committed. And so it's not just the death of our past, but it's the burial of our past. Praise God. It's over with. It's done. It's covered up. Amen. We can just put a cross right there and not go back and look at it again, because that represents our past. Amen. And since everything is gone, what we need is power to continue in this walk with the Lord. And the only power that we can receive is the power of the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the Holy Ghost tonight. Amen. And so we die in repentance. We are buried with him in baptism, and we rise to walk in a newness of life in the power of the Holy Ghost. And the power of the Holy Ghost initially and for the rest of your walk with God, the rest of your life, is to have power over sin. It does not mean that you will be sinless, but it means that sin will not have authority over you. It will not consume your life. It will not drag you down back into that grave again and turn back and go back to those experiences and say, I'm not really sure if that was good enough for me. I'm not really sure that the Lord forgave me. Amen. I want to tell somebody tonight that whatever experience you've had in the past that wasn't good, Calvary will cover that. Amen. And you can go on and live for God with joy. Praise the Lord. For you see tonight, it's not a one-time experience. It's really just the beginning of the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus Christ that will and does cleanse us every day when we walk with him. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 5, verse 5, 6, and 7. 1 John, back there towards Revelation. 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 through 7. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. And the word cleanseth there means to make clean, or to purge, or to purify. Praise God. And so it's not a one-time experience. Thank God for that initial experience. Thank God for the experience of yesterday, last week, last month, last year, whatever you want to talk about tonight, but it is a very present experience, a very present relationship that God has designed for us. He designed it for all these young people that are here tonight. He designed it for every adult that's here tonight. And it does not matter what's come your way. It doesn't matter what you've done. And it doesn't matter what anybody has done to you. Amen. It is the devil's job to make you feel like a piece of dirt. It is the devil's job to make you feel like you're not worthy to come to church and lift your hands and praise God and talk in tongues. Amen. Because the scripture that we read tonight in Revelation, it says that the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. Amen. And then it says, and they overcame him. Praise God. We are more than conquerors. We are overcomers tonight. You can be an overcomer. You are an overcomer when you lean upon the blood of Jesus Christ and go back to him time after time after time. Amen. I've thought about this many times over the course of my walk with the Lord. You know, he asks of us to forgive, doesn't he? He wants us to forgive. How many times in a day did he tell us to forgive? Seven times? Seven times 70. 490 times in one day. Now, I'll tell you what, that'd be hard to do. That's a pretty tall order, 490 times in one day. Amen. Well, praise God. Well, I got to thinking about that, and the scripture goes on in another place, and it says that his mercy endureth forever. Amen. In another place, it says that his mercies are new every day. Praise God. It talks about his tender mercies. And so if he expects us to forgive that many times in one day, how many times will he forgive us in one day?
Amen.
Well, praise God. But we look at ourselves and we say, well, Gavin is worthy of forgiveness, but I'm not. Brother Keith is worthy of forgiveness, but I'm not, because my sin is greater. And I'll tell you, I think that sometimes there is this matter of pride that comes into our life and in our walk with God. There's only one who was a chief of sinners, and that was Paul. And he rejoiced in the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus Christ and wrote most of the New Testament. Amen. It ought to be an inspiration to us tonight to get up and go on and live for God. Well, praise the Lord. Get up and live for God and do the work of God and get rid of that idea that you're a special sinner and that the blood of Jesus Christ will not cover your sins. I want to tell you tonight, it is the only thing that will cleanse you, and God loved you so much that he came to this world to wash us and to cleanse us. Well, praise God. And we're never going to become spiritual in this body. I just want to work on that for just a moment before I move on here tonight. But sometimes I've noticed over the years that there are folks that think they're pretty spiritual.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. That's all right if it gets quiet. We're just teaching here tonight. Amen. And I think they're pretty spiritual, and they hear from God and nobody else does, and they're righteous and nobody else is, and I'm doing my part and nobody else is doing their part. But the truth of the matter is tonight is that we will never be spiritual. Praise God. We'll never walk 3 feet off the ground. Amen. We're not going to wake up in the morning with an angel saying, what would you like for breakfast? Amen. Unless you call your wife or your husband an angel. Amen. Then maybe that would be the case. Amen. Praise God. But we're not going to ever get to the place that we will pray so much and we will fast so often and talk in tongues so long that we will never ever have temptation in our life again. You'll never get to that place. It's an impossibility. And one of the reasons is if we do that, then we will lean upon what we do and not what He has done for us. Well, praise God. Titus talked about it. And it's kind of like your clothes tonight. Everybody looks so nice. I like the way these young men and young ladies are looking here tonight. My, they're dressing up for church. I made mention of this at the house. I'm sure we're the only place Rock Road to here, amen, where the young people come dressed up to go to church.
Amen.
Probably the only ones. Amen. Y'all looking so good. Amen. But I know one thing. I know that you're not wearing the same clothes for a month or two.
Amen.
Praise God. Especially if you work and you're doing landscape, you don't wear the same thing for a month or two. No, and you don't go without a shower for a month or two.
Amen.
Because there'll be some real problems around you. Amen. Nobody be able to stand to be around you. And so we understand it's a regular ordeal, right? We have to wash our clothes regularly. Somebody said one time about the church where they pastored, they said, oh, why should we fix it up? The next guy's just going to change it anyway. And I thought, what a fatalistic attitude there is right there. I wouldn't want to have somebody leading me with that kind of an attitude. Amen. We need to dress the church up every now and then.
Amen.
I'm glad I don't have the original pulpit that we had when we first came here.
Amen.
It was just really tacky. Amen. Anybody remember that pulpit, the very first pulpit? Two or three of you do. It was as skinny as me. Actually, when I was skinny, it was skinnier than me. And had a little bitty Radio Shack thing in there and a microphone and a couple of speakers that we found at the landfill. Amen. Just pulled right up there, and there they were sitting there. And we got them out and brought them here, and that was our sound system, Brother Mike. Amen. We sure wish you would have been here then. We could have used that sound equipment. Praise God. But it's got to be updated. Amen. I think it looks nice since it's been repainted.
Amen.
Looks fresh and new and clean. Amen. I think it looks nicer on the outside than when we first moved here. Amen. I think that there are a lot of improvements that have taken place. There used to not be a shed out there when we first drove by the church before we ever even accepted the call to come here and start a work. There was a dog house and a dog on a chain out there beside the church. And thank God it doesn't look like that anymore.
Amen.
Thank God some things have been changed. And so it's the same way spiritually with us. We live in an environment that is deteriorating. You can buy a new car, but the day will come when you'll see a rust spot on it somewhere.
Amen.
You can get a brand new refrigerator, but the truth is you're just replacing an old refrigerator.
Amen.
You can do whatever you want to do, but it must be continually renewed. If you want to work out and get some big muscles, amen, and some of you probably would want to do that, you got to do that every day, amen. If you're a horse lover here tonight, God bless you. I had a few horses out at the house, and excuse me, I decided, somebody said, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Gotta renew your throat with some water every now and then.
Amen.
And I decided that those horses were nothing but trouble tied up in a leather bag. Amen. And somebody said, well, you got to go out and you got to work them every day. Every day? I got to work them every day. Lord, help us. I like those plants, Hunter, that you put in the ground. You don't ever have to water. And they look beautiful all the time. That's the kind that I like. Amen. Some folks like going out there and watering and fixing things up all the time. And I do that, and I enjoy that when I do it. But there's just something on the inside of us that shuns those things.
Amen.
We don't want to get up and go pick up those weights and lift them up. We don't want to go out and walk 2 or 3 miles or 4 miles or whatever it is. Amen. It's just too cold out there. It's too hot out there. It's just our nature. Amen. We're living in a deteriorating environment. Praise God. And it's the same way with your mind.
Amen.
It's the same way with your body. It's the same way with every part of you. We live in a deteriorating situation. Look at this, Titus chapter 3. And I'm going to finish here shortly. Titus chapter 3, verse 5, not by works of righteousness which we have done. Now get a hold of that tonight. But according to His mercy. Somebody said His mercy.
His mercy.
His mercy. According to His mercy, He saved us by the washing of regeneration. That's your born-again experience.
Amen.
And renewing of the Holy Ghost. And so, spiritually, we live in a deteriorating environment. Amen. You can read your Bible and you can pray. You can listen to Christian music, but on your way to work, you're going to see a billboard with immorality all across it.
Amen.
You're going to open up your phone and look at the weather. And there's going to be a temptation right there or something that is worldly. Amen. You're never going to get away from spiritual deterioration because it is in the environment that God put us. And so what we need is a regular cleansing. Amen. There's only one way to stand before Him holy, and that's through the cleansing power of the blood. Somebody said amen. Matthew 7:22. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, well, they've got that part down. Have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? Then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. And so, we must depend upon the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. It's not in the works that we've done. It's not in our accomplishments. And that certainly is a part of living for God. But I've got a feeling here tonight that anything outside of the blood is iniquity.
Amen.
Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Anything that says God won't forgive you, it's coming from a standpoint of iniquity or rebellion against God. That's what iniquity is rebellion against God. Thank God for the blood tonight.
Amen.
Because perfect people don't go to heaven. Washed people go to heaven. Praise God. Good people don't go to heaven. Washed people do. Sinless people, that would be sinless in their own eyes, they don't go to heaven, but washed people do. I want to be washed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Revelation 7 and 14, the angel said, "Who are these people?" And he said, "Sir, thou knowest." 7:14. And he said unto me, "These are they which came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." Listen tonight, you're never going to find the joy of living in this world, the joy of living for God, until you can accept the forgiveness of the blood of Jesus Christ. Not just the forgiveness, because there are things that are done to us, and maybe someone here tonight, you've had something done against you, and it makes you feel lower than what you should feel about yourself. I want to tell you here tonight that God loves you, God cares about you, and the blood will cover all of that.
That's right.
Don't live in the memory of past failures, but get up. Get up, wash it off with the blood of Jesus Christ and move forward.
Amen.
Let's stand together tonight. Praise God. We're living in a day of offense.
Amen.
We're living in a day of offenses. Jesus talked about it in the last days. He said, "The hearts of many shall wax cold."
That's right.
There will be many offenses that will come against people, situations, circumstances, all of that. And they're designed by the enemy of your soul to make you feel dirty, to make you feel unworthy, to make you feel like you're just a second-class citizen. But I'm here to tell somebody tonight that when you're cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ, when you repent of your sins, when you're baptized in His name for the remission of those sins and receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, I want you to know there's forgiveness. There's a covering. You take those old fig leaves and throw them away. Amen. They're just going to dry up and wilt up, and they'll have to be replaced by something else. But thank God for a durable coat. Amen. A coat that will last year after year after year. Amen. That gets better and better with age. Amen. That's just like the blood of Jesus Christ. Somebody said amen.